This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush, with his numbers in public opinion polls dropping, made a rare appearance yesterday on Sunday morning television. He defended both his decision to invade Iraq and his economic policy. Democratic presidential candidates were quick to jump on the president's statements. NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
President Bush is known to dislike a venue such as NBC's Meet the Press, so why did he decide to appear on that program?
Because he was getting hammered. The Democratic candidates running for president are all out on the stump attacking him day after day. David Kay, the arms inspector, came back from Iraq and basically said no weapons there, and that gave the Democrats more ammunition. And polls that came out over the weekend show that the president has some real problems. In the Time CNN poll, only 44% of Americans surveyed described the president as a leader you can trust. In a Newsweek poll, his approval rating has slipped to 48%. In both polls, he is neck and neck with John Kerry for a presidential outcome, Kerry winning in one, him winning in one, but both with just a couple of points between them. So he had to do something to regain the momentum and gain the attention of the American people. And he did go on television, but he did it in his venue, the Oval Office. And that is something to see. There's the president sitting before that desk that we've seen other presidents behind for so many decades. And it does have an effect of being somewhat intimidating on the interviewer as well.
Do you think he achieved what he set out to do?
We'll have to see how the polling, which you can be sure the White House is doing right now, turns out. But I think that he made his case. He said, I am a war president. I actually counted up, he said the word war 33 times. Now, let's be fair, he was being asked about war and about his decision to go to war and about the Vietnam War, so he had many reasons to talk about war. But he made his case that he was looking at the intelligence in the context of September 11th, and that the nightmare, to use his word, that any president had would be to be attacked again. And I think that's probably something that America will respond to. He also made the case that war is what has caused the shakiness in the economy, which he says is getting better.
The Democrats criticized several statements the president made, particularly on pre-war intelligence. Are they having an impact?
Well, it's really interesting to see how quickly they can turn around an appearance like this and get out very specific rebuttals to it. And of course, here again, having a lot of Democratic candidates out on the trail means that they're ready and in a position with cameras already set to respond to the president, which they did. And Senator Kerry, who won another victory yesterday in the main caucuses, was the most critical. And Senator Kerry, has really been very fortunate here, Bob, because here he is, the front runner, but he hasn't gotten the same kinds of attacks that the White House expected to see the Democratic candidate emerge with, because the Democrats that haven't been winning have been attacking each other rather than Kerry, and that's got the White House concerned as well.
The president defended his military service during the Vietnam War era in the face of renewed accusations. He was absent from his duties with the National Guard. Are those accusations having any effect?
It's hard to say. They're not new. They're the same accusations that were around in the 2000 election. The president said yesterday that the records, if they exist, can be opened, but he said he opened them in the 2000 election. Generally, in a situation like this, Bob, when you are hearing those things for the first time about a candidate you don't know, they have an effect. It's part of the whole picture of getting to know someone. When you're talking about a president that you're talking about whether to re-elect him or not, you're deciding whether to rehire him, and that's based on his own service as president. And that's what George Bush is going to be running on, is do you want him to have him back as president of the United States after seeing the presidency that he has had for the last 4 years.
NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.